now on free call 0500 30 12 15. Please remember that the opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of Virgin 1250.
Everything he says is right.
Oh, I know.
When he plays my favorite song, I know he can do no wrong. So, Nicky boy, listen to us. Don't ever leave us alone. Cause if you ever leave us, we'll have nobody to phone. No, Nick.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Right, apparently the Bad Baker Boy from Romford has just called and he's banned himself for a week. That's very good. Excellent. Self-censorship. That's what we like to see on this show. Don't wait till somebody else does it to you. Do it to yourself before they do it to you. That should be our... well, listen, that's my phrase. My whole life has been run by that phrase. Do it to yourself before somebody else does it to you. Because if you wait too long, you'll probably die waiting. If you know what I mean. Okay, here's a call in... Yeah, he's banned himself for a week. He says he's going to call back on his birthday. He's going to be 25, which is quite extraordinary that somebody that hyper has lived so long. Yeah, he is 25. He looks 70. And that'll be Monday. So he's going to call then. And won't we look forward to that? I have my... my hand is hovering over the dump button now, in readiness. Here's a call in Romford.
Hello.
Hello. Speaking of which...
What? Just want to talk about the space riding. Yeah, I'm recording in West End, and as you know, today it's sort of chucking down with rain.
It was
indeed. You know these water tankers they go around spraying the roads with? I was just wondering why they couldn't put detergents in to get rid of all the oil and grease on the roads to get lifted out, like, when it rains, you know? What's your comment on that?
Well, we want more detergents? Oh,
yeah,
that'd be a good thing as well, wouldn't it?
You know, when they spray the roads around the city in West End,
you want to put soap in there?
You
want to put soap in there?
Detergent of salts. I don't know.
What is that banging?
What banging?
Knocking. Knock. You'll wake the dead with your knocking.
Yeah,
tell them to shut up, Clint.
Oh, right.
He's making disco music in there. Shut up! It's like living in a council flat. This, you've got noise upstairs when somebody walks. Then you can either mute the traffic in the street, and you can hear somebody two rooms away playing their disco music.
Who?
Shut up in there! What are you doing?
I can still hear him. Tell him to shut up.
I can't hear a thing.
Well, I can. Nobody cares about you. So, dispatch riding, we want soap on the roads. Yeah, okay, I'll see if I can sort that out. Okay. I'll see if I can get it sorted.
Okay,
thanks,
mate.
All right.
I don't think so.
Okay. One topic per caller. Can you call us another time? Absolutely, okay. Call us on Saturday. Here's a call in Luton.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
I'm phoning you. I just switched on a while ago and I heard you talking about Ayrton Senna.
Yeah.
Were you a bit confused about what all the fuss was about?
Basically, I suppose, yes.
So, have you never had any sort of role models? Is there nobody that you really admire that you're...
Yeah, but I'm not talking about personal. I mean, I can understand that people would be upset, but a whole country, it's like virtually every single person in the whole country was either at his lying in state or watched it on TV. I mean, almost every single person in that country. They closed the country for 3 days.
Yeah.
Nobody that I can think of
in the UK
would get that sort of
I don't know,
reaction.
Somebody...
Not even the Queen Mother would close the country. No, well, she wouldn't. I mean, you can laugh.
Is she
but,
your favourite then?
Well, you know, I mean, I would hardly put it like that, but she wouldn't. We wouldn't close the country for 3 days. It wouldn't be like people. 60 million people would not turn the TV on and watch the Queen Mother lying in state, would they?
No, you've got a point. I didn't realise it was people. You're looking for somebody in the UK, but you understand at least the the depth of feeling that it arouses in people?
Well, no, I don't, to be honest. I mean, he was a car racing
so
driver.
So nobody famous that you would get particularly upset about.
But you said that already, and I said that. And do we start at the beginning of this conversation?
No, you haven't given me any examples of anybody that you're.
Who would I be really upset if they died?
Yeah.
Well, of course, Clint came up with Seb Coe. And,
not very good.
Well, I would be as upset about Seb Coe dying as,
I would put Senna's death as almost as shocking as when John Lennon was shot, see?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you must be a motor racing nut, then.
Well, yeah.
Right.
It's just a case of being enthusiastic.
But I mean, do you know anything about these people? I mean, do you just see them like whizzing by at 200 miles an hour, or is there?
It's the same as anything once you get into.
Well, is there a chance to? Because if you like tennis, okay, then you can see that there are characters on the court. But this guy, you can see his eyes when he stopped at the pit to get his tyres changed.
You can see what they're doing. You pick up a lot more.
Yeah, but he's just a name, though, isn't he? I mean, have any opportunity to experience his personality?
In interviews.
In interviews, when he speaks in a foreign language, and he's dumb.
Speaks English.
Oh, he does?
So you pick up things over the years. It's just small details.
I don't know, but I mean, okay, so you see him in interviews, not often. I mean, mostly you see him just like whizzing by, and you only know that it's him because maybe you recognise his car or the commentator says that it's him, right? And so you don't get to see him or like hear him or anything. They just like whiz by. I just don't get it.
It's not a case of whizzing by continually. Have you ever gone karting or done any motor racing?
Mm-mm.
No, you might not understand.
I can understand the skill involved, but I just, as a spectator sport, I find it hard to believe.
It's definitely more fun like any sport to take part than it is to watch. But it's still, when you watch someone at the highest level doing some of the things that Senna did, which were quite outrageous at times.
Yeah, what is that banging? Clint, what is that banging?
It's you.
It's not me.
The poor guy that was on the phone earlier was getting blamed for it. It's nothing to do with him.
No, I know it's nothing to do with him. I think it's somebody in the next room. It's just like bang, 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 knock, 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 knock. It's like being in the comedy. It's like being in the comedy scene in Macbeth. Well, what is this?
I can't even hear it, but
you're the only one that can hear it.
Is somebody next door? Is there a jewellery store next door? And they're like trying to bang through. It's not us.
No.
Okay, this is great. This is how soundproof we are here. It's not even in this building. And I can hear knock, 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 knocking. Knock, knock, knocking on Virgin's door. Okay, well, listen, thanks a lot. I don't really know what that was about, but it was about... and Senna, this is what it was about.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Now, is there anybody who died that would really upset me? Well, Seb Coe, obviously, I'd be really upset if Seb Coe died. And really upset if... who's that annoying bloke who used to do the TV with the jumpers who became a politician? What's his name? See, now Clint's left me. He would come up with it instantly, but he's gone. So let me ask Alex. Alex... What's the name of that bloke who used to do breakfast TV and he had the annoying jumpers and he became a politician and he had all that money written off because he went into the Royal Britain exhibition and the taxpayer gave him 200 grand because it failed. Who's that bloke? Anyway, whoever it is, if he died, I'd be really upset as well. Just as upset as if Seb died. Yeah, I'd go into mourning for what, about 2-3 seconds. Giles Brandreth. And while that Phil Collins track was on, the banging, the knocking, from where it is, we don't know. I've got no idea. People on satellite would be able to hear it, but if you're listening on the radio, probably not. It got louder and started to speed up. I'm thinking, because I had this like really, sometimes you get a bit paranoid. And I thought, maybe somebody's locked in a safe in the next building. Maybe they broke in, like one of those films starring Steve McQueen or something like that. And they broke in, it was a great heist. And they got locked in because it was a time lock or something like that. And they're running out of oxygen and then they're banging on the wall going, help! And they're dying. They're dying in there while I'm completely ignoring them. In fact, I'm complaining. I'm here complaining, and they're dying in there.
Roll camera and action. Kurt, love, why didn't you move?
I've already moved with the Woolwich. When you want to move, you really can't improve from the Woolwich.
So, goodbye, the human star. I just jump in my car to the Woolwich.
Everyone applaud for what mortgage award?
Best ever all national lender.
What mortgage magazine? Say they're the best they scream.
The Woolwich.
Extra.
For a closer view. Always take a view from the Woolwich.
For written quotations, call the Woolwich Building Society on 0800 400 900. Mortgages subject to security status valuation. A suitable endowment policy or pension plan may be required. Your home is at risk if you do not keep up repayments on a mortgage or other loan secured on it.
It must be the bugbear of advertising copywriters, because when they do that advert on TV, they can just put it on, they can just like write it on the bottom, they can flash it up, and then they've done their legal bit. Just like the, if you've got an 08 to the 98 like number, on TV you can just stripe the words up on the bottom, like 39p the cheap rate and 49p per minute at all advertised. But on the radio you've got to say it all, because you've got to say it, because it's the law. But on TV, you can just, it can be the small print, but on radio, it has to be just as big as the rest of the advert, because how else could you do it? Right, here's Cumbernauld.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm a taxi driver, and I've got a problem with students.
Students take taxis?
Yeah, students take taxis all the time. You'd actually be surprised.
Really? I never took a taxi when I was a student.
I think you take taxis now. You don't drive, do you?
No.
You take taxis a lot?
No, never. I never take taxis. I take the bus.
You take the bus?
Naturally, I take the bus. Yeah, I'm in and out of cabs all the time. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, what you have a problem? I'm a night shift driver. And the problem in a night shift, when it gets busy, you've got to keep moving. It's the faster you go, the more money you make.
Really?
Do you know what I mean?
The faster you go?
Yeah, well, the more fares you have, the more money
you make. Oh, I see. Right, right. Now, do you make more money with lots of short fares longer?
It's basically as quickly as you can do them.
Right. So little short hops are the best thing.
Little short hops around town do make more money.
Yeah.
But when you get something like 4 or 5 students, once they get to where they're going, is when they start to decide who's going to pay what.
Right.
And
especially if you're dropping them off in several different places.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. Then they start dividing the total of up till now.
Up till now.
And that is divided by 4 plus the do they tip?
No. Very often. I don't mind that. I'm quite happy to get the fare. I don't mind if someone doesn't tip, but I mean, it's just be nicer if they had the money ready, or if they could work it out. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because what you'll often get is 4 of them are all saying, well, I've got 50 pence and I've got 60 pence. And one's sitting there saying, I've got a 5, I was aiming to get change.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get a word on edge and say, I've got change. But they just ignore me. I says, I don't exist.
Yeah, they have to work it out amongst themselves.
And they are totally unbelievable. And I think you've got a lot of, I listen to you in the taxi. And unfortunately in the taxi I don't have a phone, so I can't talk to you.
Right.
So my night off, I thought I'm going to phone and see if any of these students are listening, if they'll get their act together this weekend.
And we'll sort their finances, but all, like, just one person could pay it and he could get paid back later. What's so bad about that?
Well, probably because they don't pay each other, they don't trust each other.
Yeah, well, that's probably quite right. Every penny counts when you're a student. Well, that's true too. Yeah, I can't believe they take tax. I never took a taxi when I was a student. Just the thought of it, it seemed like rich people take taxes.
Well, taxes are cheaper, though.
If there's about 6 of you, yeah.
Well, that's the other problem as well, though. I'm only licensed to take 5, but they always want to put another one on the floor.
Naturally, yeah.
I say, no, you can't do that,
and
no.
And strap one on the roof?
If they could get 20 in, they would try their best.
Okay, good luck. You'll need it.
I know, thanks. Bye.
0500 30 12 15, and continuing with cars, who's calling Birmingham?
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to speak about that new advert about that woman getting run over.
Yeah.
I think they're putting, like, too much emphasis on the drivers. They should be, like, teaching all the kids Green Cross Code so they don't get run over.
Aren't they?
No. they used to do adverts on the TV and everything, and they've stopped doing that. They're just blaming all the drivers now.
There was something on TV recently, and they said, you remember this campaign? And they, you know, this like advertising campaign, they put up something, I can't remember what it was. It was something like the Green Cross Code or something like that. And they said, and I'm going to remember it. Yeah, I mean, I saw it just the other day, didn't I? And they said, yeah, that hasn't actually been on television for the last 15 years. So I'm going, like, what? Did I just, did I lapse into a coma or something? Or, yes. But it seems to me that they do, don't they? Don't they have a little kid who runs out in between cars and he gets run over?
No.
Because he didn't look?
No, they just do that kill your speed and not a child now. They put all the emphasis on the drivers and that. But, I mean, the driver's there within the speed limit. And they're basically saying the speed limit's useless, so I get, like, arrested for breaking the speed limit. And then she steps out into the middle of the road and only notices the car when she gets hit by it.
Right, you would notice it if you got hit by it, yeah.
I mean, she doesn't look.
It would be
she
pretty
doesn't,
much
like,
the first thing
she
you think
look
about.
Across the road or anything before she steps out, and then she sort of turns around and blames the driver.
Right.
It's not right. Sort of. I mean, if they're gonna like try and like stop people getting run over and everything, they should do both sides fairly. Sort of with the Green Cross Code and with the drivers and that.
For balance.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what we like on this show: balance. Thanks very much.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
It was dry, but it was fine, you know. I mean, it can't all be fun, 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 you know. So, is it time for me to start talking about my next holiday now? And I'm only going on about my holidays because I haven't... previous to me coming here, I hadn't had a holiday. I hadn't left the country for about 6 or 7 years. In fact, just the concept holiday was alien to me, and now I feel like a little child let out of school for the first time, and it feels, you know, for the summer holidays, it feels like, what it feels like is it feels like I'm doing something bad, I feel guilty, but it's something you can certainly get used to. I can certainly get used to feeling guilty a lot, like for about 10, 12 weeks a year, or more. And people were calling up saying, oh, you know you've been saying you've been going on a sabbatical for 6 months. you don't believe a word I say, do you? Here's a call in Glasgow.
How the hell are you doing, Nick?
I am doing fine.
That's good, mate. Listen, I just wanted to talk to you about sectarianism in Glasgow. Namely, Rangers and Celtic.
Yeah.
Right, see up here. See, if you go to a Catholic school... It's ingrained into your mind that if you're going to support a team, you're going to support Celtic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to a Protestant school, it's ingrained into your head that you're going to support Rangers.
Yeah.
And I think that's terrible. I mean, kids are growing up, surely they should have the freedom. Well, I think they should have the freedom as well to pick their own religion, but to have this bit in their head that they must support a certain team, and it carries over to that. Because it gets to the stage that... I mean, they're going to these football matches, they're coming out of these football matches, and all of a sudden they're seeing Rangers supporters and they're saying, dear Protestants, we're going to attack him. And they'll start fighting.
Yeah, for Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best. I mean,
yeah, they're going to nut him for Jesus. Yeah.
I mean, half of them. These
Catholics
and Protestants, I mean, you don't even understand the religion to begin with.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but, it's not that they're a different religion, it's just that they're a different tribe, you see. If it wasn't the religion, then it would be some other, you know, it's just a different tribe. It's just like, somebody wrote in a, I can't remember, one of the newspapers about, why young men are so violent. And, you know, we all know, it's just that, We pretend that it's something else. We pretend that it's the television, or we pretend that it's you know, there isn't enough censorship.
Put it down, watch a bad video and come out and get hurt or something.
Or we pretend that it's alcohol or whatever. But what it is it's that's how we're programmed. We're programmed to be aggressive and violent because that's the way to win mates, to further your to spread your seed around. That's what that's all about. We're cavemen, really. We haven't progressed. Physically, that much in you know, thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of years, or how long have we been on the planet?
How long have we been around?
Oh, since what? Since 1930, at least.
That's what it boils down to. Sometimes the more violent you are, the more likable a person you are.
really? Yeah. Well, that's what Frank Bruno says. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But big guys who hit people—they're very popular. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about that guy who went and died the weekend.
Which one? Oh, him.
A boxer. It was terrible, no, but up here, it's just terrible. I mean, I remember Mo Johnson, you heard of him?
Vaguely.
He used to play. Well, he went and signed for Rangers. He was like the first Catholic to sign for Rangers. And it was like the whole city erupted. People were burning.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Celtic,
yeah.
And he had to move away to Edinburgh to Stevie Graham Souness, this big demand, surrounded by walls, all because he was playing a game of football.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Well, people who would change teams whenever they play their old team, the crowd goes mad and just, like, boos them right off the pitch. Nobody forgets anything. It's just different tribes. That's what it's all about. And young men are naturally, intrinsically violent. It's in their genes. It's in their genes.
It's in the 501.
And it's got to come out, so to speak. All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Cheers.
0500 30 12 15, and let's have Bonnie Raitt. Tickets to go see David Lee Roth this Friday at Whitley Bay. You should know that he has moved the venue to Newcastle City Hall, okay? I'm going to repeat that, David Lee Roth, Whitley Bay this Friday. He won't be there, he'll be at Newcastle City Hall. I don't have any information on it, but I presume that tickets will be honoured, because it is a sold-out gig. And Marcella Detroit has had to cancel her tour. Take your tickets back to your place of purchase for a full refund. I should tell you, by the way, that was Hall & Oates, and I Can't Go For That, and Bonnie Raitt, Love Sneaking Up On You. Now, that knocking, what is going on here? Has anybody else complained today, or are they just doing it specifically to annoy me? Just probably to annoy me. I mean, it's 20 to 12, so they wouldn't be, like, working, would they? Are they building next door? What is next door? Is it Granada? No, I know it's across there, but Granada is also it's also behind us, isn't it? Which way are we pointing? It's Granada. Yeah. Want me to go and check, says Tim. Well, you're going to go and check, but you can't get in. It's a shut building. Yeah, break in. I want you to hang a rope from the roof and swing around. You know how they do in the film? Swing back and forth like this. And you'll gather up momentum and then, like, push out from the building. And as you come around, smash in the windows on this level, because it's, like, it's over here. Like, burst in through the window and say, it's me. This looks like a job for Super Clint. No, just stay where you are. A pavement cafe will be opened on the steps of Leeds Town Hall next month, as the leader of Leeds City Council welcomed a campaign to bring more pavement cafes to Britain's cities this year, and to brighten up the forecourts and entrances of our great cultural and historical institutions. This is a campaign that the independent newspaper is getting together in a desperate attempt to, get a good public image and boost their flagging circulation. It's a good idea. It's a great idea. And having just come back from a city that is all about pavement cafes, then it just makes massive amounts of sense. A spokesman said there is surely no greater pleasure in life than simply sipping a cup of coffee, a glass of wine or beer, and watching the world go by. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what Barcelona is all about. That's what everybody does. That's what everybody does. But, you know, the one thing that we need before we take the great leap forward, become a cafe society, is to reform the stupid licensing laws in this country. I know this sounds hard to believe, but on a Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I could sit at a cafe and just spend an hour over a couple of beers and just watch the people walk by without having to go through a rigmarole of having to buy food or being told that it's illegal or any of that crap that we're subjected to. And what is absolutely stunning to me is that there isn't one single political party that I'm familiar with that is saying, well, this is a bad thing. Nobody likes this. Why don't we get stepped into line with the rest of Europe? Is there a single? Am I? Is it just me? Or that's true, isn't it? Nobody is saying this, and I just don't get it, because it would surely be the most popular thing you could say. If they stepped up and said, we are the party of reforming our ridiculous, antiquated licensing laws, and letting people drink just whenever the hell it pleases them to do so, instead of telling them that 11 o'clock is time to go to bed, and that they can't buy a drink between 3 and 7 on Sunday because Jesus doesn't want you to. That seems to me like the intelligent step forward, doesn't it? It would make more money. The tourists wouldn't laugh at us. People come from different countries. Except the massive amounts of tourists we get from, like, Saudi Arabia. Like the 5 who come over here. And they say, what do you mean we can't get a drink? It's the 3:05 on a Sunday. Isn't Sunday the time you relax and you take it easy and you want to sit down over a beer in the afternoon? What better on a Sunday afternoon than just to chill out over some beer and wine and, on a great, warm, sunny British day with a light breeze playing on you? What could possibly be better than spending the afternoon having a relaxed, civilized drink outside? It's illegal. Because God said so. Apparently. Figure it out. I've got no idea. No idea. And nobody is saying, wait a minute, look at this. This is ridiculous. Look at every other country in Europe and then look at us. And it's unbelievable is what it is. And it only is hammered home how unbelievable it is when you leave the country and go to somewhere more civilized and then come back. Because they might not have great plumbing in Barcelona, but they certainly do have much better licensing laws than we do in this backward little isle. It's just a thought, that's all. And while I'm on that thought, can I please beg you from the bottom of my heart to vote tomorrow? If it's appropriate in your area, vote tomorrow. You know, and I know that most people under 25 couldn't care less. All they would like to do is to moan and complain and whine about the council that they have or the government that they have. Now is your chance. It doesn't come around very often. Go and vote. It'll take you an hour at the most to figure out where it is and figure out who it is that you're supposed to be voting for or voting against or however it is that you're going to do it. But the amount of people under 25 that do not vote in this country is an absolute outrage. And if they did en masse go and vote, then I think that things might possibly be a little bit different. You know, there would certainly be a lot less to complain about, because if you had some input into who it was that ran things, then you would have less to complain, or you would be justified in complaining. But you're not justified in complaining at all if you've opted out of the system. I know it's not a great choice, but it's the only choice we have, so you might as well just get on with it. Could that be? Is that possible? Thanks very much. Thank you for your cooperation. Appreciate your cooperation at all times. Virgin 1215. Let's have a call in Nottingham. Haven't been there in a while. Hello.
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 Hello yourself, how are you?
All right.
Yeah, tomorrow, well, there's problems tomorrow. Politics is dying, man. And especially at a local level, they've killed it off.
Well, no, don't make any political comments. No, don't talk about politics at all, because I'm in enough trouble as it is. So let's just, can we drop it? No,
you had about 8 minutes on it there.
No, I didn't actually, I didn't make any political points. All I just did was to urge people who listen to this show, most of whom are, relatively young, to go and vote, because they don't. They just don't.
Yeah, well, it's mass voter, or should I say non-voter apathy, because...
Well, it's a dreadful thing. I mean, okay, so you look at the choices, and the choices aren't that great, and you think, the hell with it. It won't affect me anyway, so I can't be bothered. Which is, so the choice isn't that great. That's the only choice we have, and those are the only options available to us, so we might as well work with them.
At a national level, then, you've still got some choice, but at a local level, it's like, what, they decide whether they come and collect the bins on a Tuesday or a Thursday? Ooh, I wouldn't get out of bed for that. I would on a general election. I'd go a long way to vote, but tomorrow I'll be kipping. I'm the person you're talking about. I am that bad man.
You're a very bad man.
But, more to the point, and much more serious, I'm a radio copywriter, and you're right, it is a pain. Happy to put the legalese in.
Yeah. Because some of it, they don't seem to say as much as they print on the TV, because on the TV, on, you know, mortgage adverts, there's about four or five lines in the bottom there that just says it goes on and on and on and on and on. Subject to status and conditions, and you might lose your pants if the rates go down or up, or anything could happen. Strap yourself in tightly and close your eyes.
When you do an interest-free ad on TV, you can get away with flashing up figures that on a portable come out like 4 millimetres high that say, phone this number for written quotations.
Yeah.
On a radio ad, on a full credit radio ad, you go mad and you devote like 50 seconds to it.
That's right, because that's exactly right. I mean, however much time is taken with all this legal stuff that you have to say, you have to pay for that. It didn't come free.
I know.
And they say it so quick, like, just like, they speed read it at the end. Well, they had to speed read the whole thing, because your time is bought in usually 30-second blocks, yeah?
Well, any variant on 10, usually, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to put a 7-second radio ad on Virgin, you'd have a problem, unless you were Mercury or something.
Mercury, yeah.
but yeah, you can have 10, 20, 30. People go for 30s, because it's
a nice round figure, yeah. But if you had a 30-second ad, say you're a radio copywriter and it was funny and it was great and you had stars to do it and it came to 30 seconds and you were well pleased, then you remembered, oh, damn it, we've got another 10 seconds of this crap to put on the end.
Well, I can't. We
it's going to cost you like a third as much again.
We shouldn't actually be getting into this. And on a slight another point, I don't know if you should be actually talking about ads on your own radio station. I think that's annoying. But
why ads? I'm talking about adverts in general. I can't talk about adverts.
No, that's different. That's very different. But I've never heard you actually come out of a break and talk about the ad that was last in the break. Now have I? No. Right.
Well, I didn't mention the product. All I did was talk about the hype. I don't see what you got so upset about.
No, not upset. What Smith & Jones used to do, the Nationwide ads, very funny little ads for financial services, and they used to do them as long as they liked because they wrote them, etc., etc. And then they used to get some guy very speeded at the end, just doing the thing, and they'd like Smith & Jones would say, it's a 60-second, lovey, and they'd buy a 60, but then they'd buy another 10 at the end.
Yeah.
And that's the way to go.
Is it? So, being a radio copywriter, are you in a big advertising company?
Yes.
Which one? Would we have heard of it?
Would, yeah.
Saatchi and Saatchi?
No.
Bigger. Bigger or smaller?
Advertising company. It's a radio station group.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you only write for radio in your company? There's no TV writers?
I do all sorts of things, but my main money comes from a large radio group.
Is there a bit of a... is there a snot... Do you get a snotty attitude from people that write to television adverts?
Yeah.
Do they kind of look down their nose at you?
Agency creatives are full of proverbial. They're just not worth the paper they're written on. They really are bad. They're bad news, most of them. Good ones, fine, but people, you know, sort of in the provinces who still drive the flash cars and wear the Armani and no talent, it's sad. I was a taxi-taking student as well, what's wrong with that? I used to pay with taxis.
I never had any money to take a taxi when I was a student, never had any money.
No,
still
you never
don't.
Had any money. Yeah, but you were in Hock permanently, yeah? You were always going to Nat Barclays and saying, please can have some more, presumably.
No, I wasn't. I was I just never had any money.
Oh, well, I never had any.
Never had any. And cabs just seemed like such an exotic luxury. It still does.
Oh, come on, you're on at least £20 a show.
Well, yeah, at least £20 a show, yeah.
When it's all borrowed, it's like, well, yeah, I'll get a job one day. That was my attitude to it. They never gave me any money, so I took cabs. Just to make myself feel better.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Can I just say that is not financial advice that I would, pass on and recommend. Don't take cabs. If you've got no money, don't take cabs to feel better, because eventually you'll feel a lot worse.
If there is freedom, this is Marcella Detroit. Tell me why else. tour in the UK. Marcello Detroit, presented by Virgin 1215. Dates in May, including Wolverhampton, Manchester, Newcastle, Sheffield and Shepherd's Bush. Full details from the Virgin 1215 gig line. Phone 0839 11 1215. Calls charged at 39 pence per minute cheap rate and 49 pence at all other times. In the UK from May the 10th to the 25th, Marcella Detroit, presented by Virgin 1215.
Now, either I'm hallucinating or the first ad in that break was about the Marcella Detroit tour, which I just said has been cancelled. Now, I said it because it's written up there on our Novo board. So whoever writes on the Novo board hasn't spoken to whoever puts the ads in. What we have here is failure to communicate. Everybody wants a piece of the action, no question about that. Def Leppard.
Playing all over the UK, this is Virgin. Remember. On Tayside for the best reception, tune to 12:42 a.m.
Virgin 1215.
On the hour, this is Sky News.